And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. So pleased you've joined us. I have good news for you. God loves you even when you're wasting your life. You've been loved by Jesus a lot longer than you think throughout all eternity past. Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to preach your word. Lord, I pray that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. While we look at what God's late nature is like and what he thinks of you, we go to Psalm 79:9. It says, Help us, O God, of our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name. Save us and forgive us our sins for the honour of your name. We go to Psalm 86, 18 and 13. It says, Bend down and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. No one can do what you do. For your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. See, friends, when we ask God to help us, to save us, to forgive us, for the honor of his name, he will do it. He will do it all. For he loves you. His love for you is very great. He will rescue out from the depths of death. We see this from a testimony. A young lady's testimony. She was suffering suicidal thoughts. She goes on to say, Before I went to the healing school church, I was a mess. I didn't like myself, I had suicidal thoughts, I was cutting myself, and I thought there was no purpose for me to be here. And I know before I came here, I was listening to bad music, and I was down in the pits. That's what bad music does, puts you in the pits. Going to the healing school church, I let the word of God get into me. I learned so much. I have to thank the pastor and his team, and I'm proud to say I am free from suicidal thoughts, depression, self-harm. I'm free from it all. Thank you, Jesus. Well, friends, in Psalm 86:13, this young girl could say, the psalm says, For your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death, and that's exactly what happened. In Psalm 139:16-17, it says, You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before you. A single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O Lord. They cannot be numbered. Friends, did you know God has given you a purpose so you can reach your destiny? You have a purpose and there is a calling over your life. You are precious to God. You are his treasure. Loved one, you could be thinking, I have made some very poor choices. God couldn't love me now. Well, friends, it's never how God love works with God. Because during and after your stumble and through every stumble to follow, his love remains intact and perfect. Any variance in simply imaginary of your own imagination of how his love works. God's word is filled with promises so who have experienced brokenness and disappointment. Why? Because the God that we serve uses broken things to to accomplish his greatest miracles. Listen to this. It is the crushed rose petal that makes the sweetest perfume. It is the crushed grape that makes the new wine. It is the pressed olive that makes the anointing oil. It is the broken ground that received the seed that makes an abundant harvest possible. Nothing reached its full potential until it is broken and restored by the hand of God. Some flowers must be broken or bruised before they emit any fragrance. So this message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. The door to God is open to you to having a relationship with him. It's not the foundation of judgment or condemnation. It's a foundation of pure love. Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. We see this in Romans 9:10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, friend, you are unique. You have a destiny to fulfill. Know that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, that God's grace is greater than all your past. The past has been buried and forgotten, never to be remembered again, never to be remembered anymore. Celebrate the goodness of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, today's scripture, which goes Proverbs 18:16, says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. For message is skill that only slay a giant. Okay, when people hear the story of David and Goliath, sometimes they think that was God. And yes, in a sense, it was God. But all God did not sling the stone. David had his role to play too. God gave David this skill, and he had to develop it in order to be prepared for that defining moment. Like David, God has put in you skills that you can slay a giant. You have skills that you can open new doors, skills that can lead to an abundant life. But the key is that your skill has to be developed every day that you spend growing, learning, and improving. You're getting prepared for that new level. Today, while you're waiting for that new opportunity, start sharpening your skills. Study your boss. Study your employer. Study your manager. Learn the precision. Be able to step into their shoes. When God sees that you are prepared, he can open a new door. The scripture says, your gifts will make room for you. Keep developing your skills, because then there is a giant slayer in you. Amen. So my prayer for you today is that, Father, thank you for depositing in them everything they need for life and godliness. They choose to be careful with what you have given them. They choose to sharpen their skills. Help them prepare for every opportunity you have for their future. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we get to this part of the message, God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmity. We're going to be praying for the sick shortly. We go to Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to you your life, your mortal bodies, through the spirit who dwells in you. The Bible is saying the Holy Spirit gives life. He will restore health. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. He will restore your health. A testimony here from Dr. Michael Brown, a Jewish Bible teacher and a theologian. That's why he's called a doctor, Doctor of Theology. On May 18, 2020, a 70-year-old lady asked for prayer for her 73-year-old husband, who was morbid, depressed, anxious, and including was his respiratory system messed up because of being a cop or a policeman in Manhattan at 9/11 when those towers were bombed down. And he came down, and he came down with COVID-19. This was serious business. As his wife Miriam described it, as Bob felt pretty bad for the few days, with chills, fever, and muscle aches, and no energy. So we prayed for him over the internet through what they call Zoom, praying for Miriam, as well as they lived in a part of New York that had become a stronghold of the virus, COVID-19. Nothing changed immediately, and Miriam herself was experiencing some symptoms as well. So a pastor prayed for her over the phone. She describes what happened next. I felt something lift off my face, and I felt better right away. All praise to the Lord Jesus. That was the first immediate answer to prayer, but there was more to come. Miriam wrote the next day her husband Bob was 100% better. We rejoice and are most grateful to Jesus for his mercy towards us. This is really good news. Bob's pre-existing condition coupled with his age made his situation very precarious. But by the Lord, by his grace, made him well. Friend, we notice that on one hand, no one laid hands on either of them. Miriam was prayed for over the phone by her pastor and felt better right away. Her husband, Bob, prayed. Nothing immediately happened, but it was the next day he was felt 100% better. The Bible says they shall recover, or they shall get well. As the Bible makes it so clear in Psalm 103, 3-5, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit of destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Friends, we are cautioned not to forget those wonderful benefits. For instance, in his mercy and compassion, he forgives all our iniquities. I mean, all your iniquities. It is the God who abundantly pardons, who forgives all our sin, also heals all our diseases. This benefit of divine healing reflects God's heart and his willingness and desire that we be healed and made whole. So do not forget, he heals all your diseases. Psalm 118, 17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I believe that particular scripture is for someone that's listening right now. It says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You shall not die, whatever your sickness, you shall live. Jeremiah 33:16, behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces? Friends, what I'm saying, it's the fire of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. It's like a hammer. He will destroy the works of the devil. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel, like I said before. He is the demonstrator of God's word. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hands on that sick part of your body that needs a touch from the Lord. And I pray that the Holy Spirit communicates the love of God and the reality of Jesus Christ. He will make alive, restore your body. So as you lay your hands on that part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord to be healed, I'll start to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I'm praying for every infirmity. I curse this condition. I command a complete overhaul in your body. Be healed and made whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It is in the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus, you are healed. Pains, all pain, I curse this now. I pull that pain out by the roots. Let the anointing of heaven go through the body. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Fill their heart with your goodness. I command you be healed and made whole. I command pain, leave, go from them. Torment them no more. To the broken emotions and brokenhearted, I pray that you'll heal with, be destroyed. Everything that's broken, that's caused the brokenness, be destroyed. Jesus, let the fire of God, the anointing of heaven, make them heal, heal them and make them whole. Let the anointing go right through them. Give them peace, Lord. Give them your shalom in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. All those problems that happen through family problems, whatever, you've been healed and made whole. It's the anointing. It's the anointing of heaven. Now cancers and growths, in Jesus' name, I curse this at the roots. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, I command in Jesus Christ that every single cell and tissue that is of cancer, I command you to shrivel and die at the roots. Be healed and made whole. Every cancer, be healed and made whole. Go from them in Jesus Christ's name. Now the blood disorders, I break it off of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break the power of it in Jesus Christ. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven flow through them. Let every artery be open. Let the blood be healed and made whole. Be healed and made whole. In Jesus Christ, give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom or your peace has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed. You are our strength, our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Friends, do not let fear come upon you. 365 times in the Bible it says, fear not. It always distorts the truth and makes us believe things which we shouldn't believe. Well, divine healing can be instantaneous. I wish they all were, but sometimes they're not. We just read that, heard about that today. Some of them are instantaneous, some aren't. But it can often be progressive. It comes, unfolds over a period of time. But the Bible's very clear. You shall be healed. You shall get well. And friends, to keep you healing, believe you have received and you will have. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. No holding on to bitterness or unforgiveness. The other person might have done wrong, but you've got to forgive them for yourself. So you've been forgiven, forgive them. It doesn't mean to say they were right, but you've got to forgive them for your own peace and for your own healing and for your own health. Walk in love, maintain a good confession. It's very important to maintain a good confession. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And today's blessing. Now, Father, I ask to bless them, that you would bless them and keep them. Make your face shine upon them. Be gracious unto us, O God. Give us your peace. Give them your peace that surpasses all understanding. Even in days of trouble, let us look to you, knowing that you are almighty, all-powerful, and most holy God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you, for lives that have been touched and changed, the chains that have been broken, burdens that have been lifted, and yokes that have been destroyed. Now let us declare the victory that Jesus Christ has given us through his cross and through his precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it and say shalom. Amen.
Harmonies out to him.
Promote your community events free of charge. Complete the community notices form.